Dr. Ennis. It's a blessing and an honor for my family and I to be here this evening. I'll go ahead and introduce them while they're up here. This is my wife, Amy. We've been married 19 years as of December the 21st, amen. And my son, I tell people that's me 27 years ago. But that's my son, Whitney. And the girls are actually twins. That's Charity standing next to him, and then Chastity towards Mama. And thank you so much for this privilege and honor to be here. Prince William Sound, 80 miles south, you'll come into a town called Cordova, Alaska. Cordova's made up of a mixture of the population you'd probably expect, even in the whole state of Alaska. The town contains about a 20% Alaskan native population, not really Eskimos, but they're native people there. But there's also a United States Coast Guard base there, and you'll see here in a moment by way of video how the Lord opened up the door for us in the Coast Guard base. But also, there's fish cannery workers from the Philippine Islands that come up during the fishing season. The town centers around commercial fishing. We have literally talked to people from all over the United States of America, just about from east to west, there in the little town of Cordova. And I always thought, man, God, what could God do, amen, with a little town with that many people channeled through it, amen. But you'll see on the video, and I need to update that, but the video says about 1,800 during the off-season. It's now about 2,500 during the off-season, and population during the fishing season goes up to over 6,000 people. And we've talked to literally, I mean, you'll see on the video a couple that came back into town looking for us, and you just keep that in mind. You'll hear that said. But they were from Charlotte, North Carolina, and just right down the road from you and right up the road from us, amen. But, you know, only God does things like that, amen, and allows doors to open, and I'll, after the video, update a few things that's happened to us and where we're at in our deputation. Thank you very much.
Alaska. The mere mention of that word Alaska brings images immediately to our minds. Alaska is often noted for the biggest, the highest, the furthest, and the most. In Alaska, there are some places where the sun shines for 84 consecutive days. The lowest recorded temperature on record for Alaska is minus 78 degrees. In Thompson, Alaska, they received 81 feet of snow in 1 year. 16 of America's highest mountains are in Alaska. It is a land of glaciers. One glacier, in fact, is larger than the entire state of Rhode Island. Alaska has 30,000 miles of coastline and is larger than Texas, California, and Montana combined. Yet, to a church planter, Alaska's landscape is marked with different facts, facts that may startle you. Alaska has 185 cities, towns, and villages, most of whom have little or no gospel witness. Alaska's population is equal to the city of San Francisco, but it is 12,500 times larger in landmass than the city of San Francisco. Yet it is more than Alaska's geographical and spiritual facts that compelled the Bordas family to Alaska. I would like to tell you the story of how God cultivated, called, and compelled this family to serve Him in Cordova, Alaska. Brother Leslie grew up in a deacon's home in Prescott, Arkansas. His parents created a spiritual environment that placed great value on yielding to God's will, being faithful, and loving God. Leslie trusted Christ at the age of 18. Amy grew up in a pastor's home in South Carolina. Amy's parents, Pastor David and Reba Ellenberg, raised her in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Amy saw her need of salvation at the age of 5 and trusted Christ as Savior as a young adult. Leslie and Amy met at Amy's dad's church at a revival meeting. They married in 1996. God blessed their home with 3 children, Whitney, and twin daughters, Charity and Chastity. A few years ago, the Lord had something planned for the Bordases during their church's annual mission revival. Their pastor, Pastor David Ellenberg, invited a missionary going to the Arctic North to come and share his ministry. God touched their hearts in that service and called Leslie to serve him in the Arctic North. Brother Leslie began to pray. He prayed, he researched, he planned, and prayed some more. He earnestly sought God's place for he and his family to serve. Through divine orchestration and providence, Brother Bordas learned about Cordova, Alaska. Immediately, plans were made to visit this scenic and spiritually needy place. Cordova, Alaska is a fishing community southeast of Anchorage. Each year, Cordova receives 11 feet of rain and 12 feet of snow because it's in a rainforest. The average temperatures are mild, with the average highs of 55 degrees and average lows of 28 degrees. Cordova is not accessible by land. People either reach it by air or sea. Yet its population of 1,800 people will triple to 5,500 people during the fishing season. Cordova's population is made up of permanent residents, original inhabitants, seasonal fishers, and fish cannery workers, as well as a detachment of the Coast Guard. In December of 2010, Brother Leslie and Amy spent several days in Cordova surveying the community's spiritual needs in confirmation of God's will. Spiritually speaking, the town is ripe. It is a town where the bars once outnumbered the churches, yet now it is reversed. Now the houses of worship outnumber the bars. On the surface, it sounds good, but a closer look reveals that the most active religious groups at work are the Mormons and the Catholics. There are other groups which teach salvation by works with signs and wonders. The Bordases did find a church with Baptist in its name, which had a female pastor and preached a social-type gospel. As you can tell, with Catholics, Mormons, Charismatics, and liberal churches, presently it is difficult for a person to hear a clear presentation of salvation in Cordova. God allowed the Bordases to meet business people, politicians, fishermen, and Coast Guardsmen. Each person they met expressed interest in their coming to help their community. The mayor made it clear he would help them as they would be a benefit to the community and to their youth. God used an event on that trip that further burdened the Bordases for Cordova. While driving through the Coast Guard housing complex, they stopped to chat with three servicemen. They told them of their heart's desire to come to Cordova and start a church. The servicemen expressed interest in seeing the Bordases come to Alaska. They left the men with gospel tracts. An hour after the Bordases left the guardsmen and returned to meet another appointment, one of those men went home to tell his wife about the Bordases. She said, "Let's go find them. I'm so hungry spiritually. I need to meet these people." That couple drove into Cordova looking for the Bordases. When they found the Bordases, the Coast Guardsman's wife expressed how starved she was for preaching, fellowship, and spiritual help. Then, in a moment which could only be explained as divine providence, arrangements were made to hold a preaching service the next night in the community center on the Coast Guard's housing compound. The service was held and hearts were refreshed from the Word of God. The Apostle Paul told the church at Corinth concerning advancing the gospel to other areas that a great door and effectual is opened unto me. Similarly, the Bordases have a great and effectual door of ministry open to them in Cordova, Alaska. Seeing this open and effectual door, the Bordases are convinced that God has called them to walk through this door. As soon as their support is raised, they will leave for Cordova to plant an independent, fundamental Baptist church. They will work with the area's permanent residents. They will work amongst the area's original inhabitants. They will work amongst the youth. They will work amongst the Coast Guardsmen and their families. They will work amongst the cannery workers. They will work amongst the commercial fishermen. The Bordases will also work with law enforcement. They will have a presence on the radio station as well. Cordova's status as being only accessible by air or boat has not kept Satan from working. Just as Paul told the church at Corinth that adversaries come with great and effectual doors, Satan's seeds of corruption and confusion and carnality are sown deep in the soil of men's hearts. Sadly, Alaskans have twice the number of suicides than any other state. The suicide numbers are the highest among Alaskan natives, teens, and elderly. 3/4 of all teens say they've used alcohol. 1/3 of teens state they drink more than 5 times a day. Cordova has 4 liquor stores. One of the liquor store owners also owns the Christian bookstore. Yes, you heard that correctly. The Christian bookstore owner also owns the liquor store. The sign on the Christian bookstore window directs you to the liquor store. Cordova's churches present a gospel that is by works, watered-down doctrine, female pastors, and churches that are more social than spiritual. These facts all demonstrate the need for a church planter to come. Cordova needs a church planter right now. The Bordases are called, qualified, and ready to be sent. The Morning Star Independent Baptist Church is committed to help and send them. They need you to help bring light to darkness. They need your financial and prayer support to get them on their way. God cares for every soul on every acre of Alaska's soil. Should we reach our arms around the world and skip planting churches in our own country? God cared enough for Cordova to call the Bordases. Shouldn't we care enough to send them? Cordova's full-time residents, temporary workers, fishermen, and Coast Guard contingent need you to send the Bordases to bring them hope, light, and the compassion that comes from Christ. By the picturesque harbor is a memorial dedicated to the fishermen who did not return home, the ones that died at sea. Each of them have a plaque which serves as their grave marker. We have no way to know how many of these fishers are in hell today, but we know if we can get the Bordases to Cordova, we can have the assurance that all the townspeople will be able to hear the gospel. Who will go to Cordova? The Bordases will. Will you help send them?